We're going to head out to Toledo and be joined by Rockets head coach Jason Campbell. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Doing great, Ken. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for your time and certainly enjoying an early bye week this this week two of the season. Talk about what you were able to accomplish last week with your Rockets.
Well, I think we really took a deep dive into our football team, and really, you know, obviously it's a small sample, but one game that you get to, you know, really dissect and pick apart some of the things that you did really well and some of the things that maybe you wish you had another chance to go out and replicate. But, you know, it's a weird time to have it, obviously, in week two. You've been practicing since August 1st. Guys are ready to play games, and you know, but it's also, you know, anytime you get a bye week, whether it's beginning of the year, middle of the year, end of the year, it's always the injury part of it always is a positive thing to let guys heal and mend up, and it allows coaches to, you know, get a chance to get on the road and do some recruiting in that as well. But yeah, I think we took the time to really take a deep look into our Kentucky game, and a game that we played really competitive at times, and other times I didn't feel like we played up to our standards. So turning the page here to Murray State and what I believe is a good team, and a team that played Georgia really competitive Saturday, you know, aided by a really strong quarterback play and a guy that was 20-25 in that game, and you know, some explosive plays by their perimeter players. So looking forward to our second game here, and should be a stiff task for us for sure.
Again, a reminder for our writers in the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Campbell and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Obviously, for the Rockets program, a great home setting with the Glass Bowl. How excited are you for your first-year players to kind of experience that opportunity of playing in front of such a strong tradition and program and community support that you get at the Glass Bowl?
Well, it's a great question. I think it's exciting because I think it gets a chance to validate all the things that we talked about sitting in these young people's living rooms. You know, there's a reason why you come to Toledo. There's a, you know, we have a relatively large market here in town, and we don't have really a pro sports team to compete with for the attention. So that draws, you know, really good crowds, and our fans, especially in our home environment, has been outstanding here and throughout my time here at Toledo. And certainly our young players are looking forward to getting out in front of our fans, and, you know, some of the guys that maybe didn't get a chance to make the trip to Kentucky, you know, being able to dress for their first game, I think that's an exciting time for a young player.
Specifically looking back at Murray State, obviously, again, a tough game for them last week with heading on the road at Georgia. But from an offensive and a defensive perspective, what were some of the elements that you saw that might create some challenges for your Rockets?
Well, I thought they played really good for three quarters. The second quarter really kind of snowballed on them a little bit. I mean, they're out of the first quarter tied 7-7. Like I said, they created some explosive plays on offense by some really good perimeter players. I feel like they can really run with the ball once they get it in their hands. Thought their quarterback played really good. You know, like I said, he was 20-25 against that defense is, you know, when you know you're going to get press coverage and some tight, you know, some tight windows to throw the football into. I thought he did a really, really good job. Their offensive line did a good job of holding in there against, you know, some elite pass rushers and some critical third down situations. Then you turn it over to the defensive side. They did a good job creating a few turnovers and really, you know, just playing hard and playing to the, you know, through the whistle and running to the football. And I think anytime you do that, you give yourself a chance. And, you know, like I said, it was a tied up after the first quarter, and then, you know, a little bit of a snowball effect there in the second quarter due to some explosive plays and some turnovers and some things that Georgia forces you into doing. And then they win the third quarter, and, you know, it's a 14-0 deal in the fourth quarter. So competitive team, and we're expecting their best for sure.
Jason, from last week's perspective, you know, how were things with Mitchell Gadani throughout the week? And then also for a young quarterback like Carter Bradley, being able to get some experience in the opener on a road contest at Kentucky, how important is that for a young quarterback to then be able to have that experience, have a bye week, and kind of work with practice as well?
Well, we'll continue to evaluate Mitch's health this week, and obviously we hope to have him for this game. You know, I'd say if we played today, it would probably be a no-go. It'd probably be questionable leading into this week. So we'll see how this week goes, and hopefully we get a chance to get him back. But as far as Carter's experience, obviously that's invaluable. You know, you're going on the road, you're playing an SEC opponent, and, you know, it's not the stage that you can replicate in preseason practice, that's for sure. So For him to get in there, get some live bullets flying at him, and, you know, at times make some really good plays, and at other times, you know, you make some mistakes that, not that you would expect a young player to make, but you understand why a young player would make, and, you know, now the real work, begins, and, you know, it's not the fool that makes the mistake, it's the fool that's the guy that doesn't learn from it. So he's got to do a great job of taking the coaching and fixing some of the mistakes that he made and take those plays off the film, and he prepares like a pro, so I know he will.
Defensively, what are you looking for in seeing improvement from your Rockets heading into your second game of the year against Murray State?
I think the number one thing is just a total understanding of the value of consistency. I think, you know, there was really some really good stretches of defensive football and really high effort against UK, but, you know, you can't, again, on defense, if it's one guy out of his gap or you got a leverage issue somewhere, you know, you can turn around and find that ball in the end zone, especially against good teams. And, you know, it's not playing really good for 7 out of 10 plays. It's how do you make sure it's 10 out of 10, and you know, just trying to strive to find that consistent standard. And, you know, we're playing some guys on defense that are you know, they're sophomores now, and a lot of them played last year as freshmen, and you just want to continue to see growth and see guys improve on a consistent basis. And, you know, it's been a pretty common theme throughout preseason practice, and now you want to start to see that stuff validated through here as we play games.
Well, Jason, thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Murray State. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks, Ken. Have a great week.
Thank you, Jason. Again, for the Rockets, they will be hosting Murray State this coming Saturday, September 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern, that game at the Glass Bowl, and that will be available as well on ESPN3.